USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Washington Post on Sunday released audio of a Saturday phone call between President Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which the two can be heard discussing election results. Trump laid out numerous examples of double voting, dead people voting, and suitcases full of ballots under tables being counted after observers were told to leave. Mr. Raffensperger later tweeted, "Respectfully, Mr. President, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." House Democrats rallied Sunday to elect Representative Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, as Speaker in the 117th Congress, her fourth term at the top of the chamber. The 216-209 vote was closer than most expected.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Jerry Marsden, lead singer of the 1960s British rock band Jerry and the Pacemakers, died Sunday of a heart infection at the age of 78. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature.
I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The longest election cycle in U.S. history will be decided this week. Jeremy Scott has more.
Senator Cruz of Texas and 11 other Republican senators plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory on Wednesday. Senator Cruz tells Fox News this is an extraordinary time in our country's history.
We've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud, and that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system.
Republicans hope to establish a commission to determine who gets the Electoral College votes.
We will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud.
They're calling for a 10-day audit of each state in question. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
All 32 teams played Sunday in the National Football League, the final week of the regular season. We now have a playoff picture and who's in the hunt for the Lombardi Trophy. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
The matchups are set for the first weekend of the NFL playoffs. With each conference having an additional team participating, next weekend we'll see 6 wild card games. On Saturday, the Indianapolis Colts will take on the Buffalo Bills. The LA Rams head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. And the Washington football team will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On Sunday, the Tennessee Titans welcome the Baltimore Ravens in a rematch from last season's divisional round. The Chicago Bears take on the New Orleans Saints, and the Cleveland Browns will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in a rematch from their Week 17 game that saw the Browns clinch their first playoff berth in 18 seasons. The Kansas City Chiefs and Green Bay Packers received first-round byes as the top seeds in the AFC and NFC, respectively. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Now that the holidays are officially over, John Clemens has more on getting mentally ready for 2021.
Jerry Weiss-Corvelly of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by One Poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.